This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR. If you want to send us an email, go to comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. We appreciate all of our listeners across the country and those who listen on the Internet, some around the world. We do have listeners internationally to American Family Radio.
We go back to Brad. Hey, Brad, you wanted to answer one of our questions. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been racking my brain, but I think I got it. The question about which president was on the first coin.
Here's the question. Who was the first president to appear on a U.S. coin, Brad?
I'm going to go with President Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, really?
That was Ken between
1909 to present day.
Yeah, now some of us are old enough to remember you had some change in your pocket when you were a little bitty kid, and you would find an Indian head penny. You'd have a nickel that had a buffalo on it. So there were other things, you know, besides presidents. And so, yeah, the very first president to appear on a U.S. coin was Abraham Lincoln. Yeah. All right, buddy. Thanks. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to AFR.
And he was on what now?
On the penny.
On the penny. Yeah. And as our caller said, even unto today.
Well, he has a very recognizable profile.
Now,
too,
what? So he's on the $5 bill, right?
And I had a, on the $5 bill. I got more of those than anything. I can't tell you who's on a 50 or 100. But
right.
I saw a bit of trivia that Lincoln is the only one facing the wrong way. All the other ones, Jefferson, Washington, everybody's facing one way. Lincoln's facing the other way. I used that as a trivia question.
He wanted
years
his good
ago.
Side? Did he just committed to it?
Yeah, he wanted to make sure that stove pipe hat was showing.
Some people zig, others zag. You know how that
so
is.
I say, honey, your other side's your better. Just turn. I know they're casting the penny, but your other side is better. Just do it for me.
Right. All right. Back to the
phone. Janice from North Carolina. Hello, Janice.
Hello.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been retired for so long that...
Every day is the weekend when you're retired.
Good for you. Good for you. Well, Janice, for the rest of us, it's payday. And I just saw where a guy said, I'm going to do it. And he barged into the boss's office. He said, listen, there are three companies after me. And I demand a raise. And they said, well, what companies are after you? He said, the gas, electric, and the water company.
Sounds about right.
Janice, ask, answer, or do both?
I'm just going to try to answer one and hope that it's not already been answered.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
The one about the egg-laying mammals.
Okay, yeah, here's the question, Janice. What are the only two mammals that lay eggs?
The duck-billed platypus.
Yes.
And the anteater.
Right.
Good job.
Nicely
right.
Done.
Now, there is a third category that's not mentioned here that some people don't believe, but goat eggs are...
Are you serious?
Yeah, in some parts of the Middle East, they're... Why are you looking at me like that?
Now, Bigfoot is where you got your information, right?
Okay.
Goat eggs, huh?
All right. Y'all can, you can mock and scorn.
Hey, Janice, I saw a little cartoon once, and it had a little kid, and it said, Dear God, was the duck-billed platypus, did you do that on purpose, or was that an accident?
But the correct answer, what are the only two mammals that lay eggs, if you don't believe in goat eggs, as Kendra obviously doesn't?
Hey, Easter Bunny, too, if we're going to talk fictional characters.
The anteater, the spiny anteater, and the duck-bill platypus.
Yeah. Hey, Janice, what's your question for us?
I don't have one.
Okay, dear.
I enjoy your show so very much.
Thank you.
Bless
God bless
heart.
You. Yeah. Pray for us, and you have a great weekend.
Okay.
Let's go to Jane in Mississippi.
Just a little trivia for you here. Our family, we grew up, you know that clap-on light that you clap and it comes on?
Yes.
We had one of those, but it wouldn't work when you clapped. But there was a show on Disney Channel that had a platypus that was called Perry the Platypus, and we could get the light to come on if we said, Perry the Platypus. So yeah, every
and it
night
it really would come
it
on.
It would come on. It wouldn't
but
work.
Did
for
you
clapping.
Have to say with that kind of anger?
You had you did
that kind
you
of
had
anger
very,
in your voice,
very forcefully
Kendra?
Say Perry the platypus. So we'd all go tonight. Good night, Jeremy. Good night, Mom. And then Jeremy would go Perry the platypus, and his light would go off.
How
for
funny!
A couple years.
I had a dump truck, and I had it parked out in front of my house, and two or three times during a violent thunderstorm, when there'd be some of that crashing lightning, it caused my horn to come on.
Oh, wow.
And it stayed on like, and I had to get up in the middle of the night and go. And
oh, man.
And
oh,
so finally I just disabled it.
Yeah.
I took the center thing off the middle and just cut the wires because it like the third time that it did that. I don't know what caused that or what was up with that.
That's wild.
Yeah. But yeah. Mm.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions, lady and gentlemen. Go ahead, Kendra.
Well, they about wiped me out, but I'll add one more here.
Okay.
Earlier this year, we experienced a super blood wolf moon. What mm-hmm. is a wolf moon? And we'll add one more. What is the last word of the Bible? What is the last
good
word?
Questions.
A super blood wolf moon. Okay. How epic is that sounding?
That,
you don't have
that.
To know super or blood, but what is a wolf
yeah,
moon?
Yeah, super blood.
It was what? Cool. I went out and saw it, and it was gorgeous. It was like
I wish
an eclipse.
I had it because it said like the next one's going to be 2063 or 2040 or whatever, and I'll be too tired then.
Super wolf blood moon.
Super blood wolf moon.
They're opening for Metallica now. A lot of people, you know, a lot of people
they're the best.
Don't know that. Go ahead.
Here's what I've got. What was the name of the Cartwrights' ranch on the TV show Bonanza? What was the name of the Cartwrights Ranch on the TV show Bonanza?
Also a steakhouse chain.
It's in the theme song, is it not?
Exactly. Here's my other one. Cashews are close relative in the poison ivy family. Is that true or false? Cashews are close relative in the poison ivy family. True or false?
That's true. That's going to... I don't know. I'm going to move over to something else when I go in the convenience store. I like the roasted almonds anyway better than the cashews, although cashews are
I'm
delicious.
Like you. I love those roasted almonds.
Yeah. Almonds?
You want me to throw you out of the car? Almonds. Almonds. Almonds.
Almonds. Yeah, funny commercial.
Oh, my gosh. All right, here are my – I just got two questions left. Grape seed, sesame, and groundnut – are all types of what? I can't believe that hasn't been answered yet. Number two, from the Bible, what was the last epistle written by Paul? The last epistle written by Paul. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Kendra and JJ.
Hey, before we go to Jane in Mississippi, I want to offer this public service announcement with Super Bowl this weekend. U.S. Department of Transportation is warning consumers to be aware of Super Bowl scams. Here are some signs that the Super Bowl package that you bought may indeed be a ripoff. They say that if it says on your tickets to the game, Supper Bowl, that's not a good sign. If the hotel package includes 4 days and 2 nights. And last but not least, some signs that the Super Bowl package you bought is not legit. If your seats are on the 60-yard line.
Oh, dear.
Let's go to Jane in Mississippi.
Oh, man.
Hello, Jane.
Hi.
How are you today?
How are you doing? I'm great. Mm-hmm. I'm great. This is the first time I've ever tried to call, and I got through.
Wow.
It can be done, ladies and gentlemen. It can be
that's
done.
That's right. You'll want to turn your radio down. There's a little bit of feedback there. But, Jane, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both.
Which one do you feel confident about?
Well, I'm pretty confident. I've been waiting to answer Tim's question about the grape seed and sesame seed.
And groundnut.
Question?
Yeah, grape seed, sesame, and groundnut are all types of what, Jane?
I hope. Oils?
Oil.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Yeah, cooking oils, right? Grape seed, sesame, and groundnut.
I've heard of the first two. I haven't heard of groundnut oil.
There's an eel.
You pull up on the weekend, you're going to get your oil changed, you want oil and a filter, and that man always asks you, do you want 10W30 or do you want 10W40? You say, I'd rather have some grape seed oil, some sesame seed oil, and just put that together as a blend. I think it'll make my motor last longer, and I'll get 200,000 miles on this baby.
Some people say there's a fourth one, that's Crisco, you know.
Especially if you're from the South.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, Jane, do you have a question for us?
Yes, mm-hmm. I do. I want to ask, do you know the three smallest bones in the body?
Good question.
Okay, now talking among ourselves.
Yeah, Jane, don't say anything. We're going to talk amongst ourselves.
One of the smallest is in your ear. Mm-hmm. Where all that little hammer and anvil and all that's all you got going on there.
Hammer and anvil. That's
yeah, like a
old
hammer.
Soviet Union.
Yeah.
Sign, what? That's where they got that.
Is
they
that
put
right?
They put parts of your ear on their flag. Hammer and a sickle.
Right. Okay, so an ear bone. I agree.
So in the ear bone. And now let's
probably
sing
your,
the,
probably your nose. That old bridge nose.
Yes.
Your nose bridge.
Some of that's cartilage. I tell you, the best way to get there is if we just sing that song. Your hip bone's connected to your leg bone.
There's
leg
206
connected
bones.
To your,
it might
yeah, we're
going to
run out
song.
Of time here. We better get the answer from Jane.
I think there's got to be something else on the face. And then maybe.
Yeah, go ahead, Jane.
All right, Jane. It's going to take us a while to get there.
Okay, they're all three in the ear. And it's the hammer, the anvil, and the stirrup.
Hey, JJ, way to go.
So the three, and they're bones?
The three smallest bones in the body are in the ear, the hammer, the anvil, and the stirrup.
And technically, I can't do surgery without a license, but I just want to say I'm available on the weekends. If your HMO won't allow for different things, I've got my tackle box, and I know enough to at least get started on that procedure.
It's been 35 years since my anatomy and physiology class, so I can't, you know. That doesn't come
back
to me.
Can't remember all 206, no. Huh?
Hey, thanks, Jane, and congratulations on getting through on the first try. And the rest of you haters, don't be envious of Jane.
Wait a minute now. Hold on. Thinking back, I know nobody cares about this but me, and I'm thinking out loud. But people have to, you know, act like they
care.
You're
the professor. You
get
to talk.
Know, I'm the dean. But I took anatomy and physiology.
Oh, wow.
But the class I'm thinking about that I also took was kinesiology.
That's moving things with your mind, isn't it?
Kinesiology. No. Yeah. I could never get it to work.
One of the X-Men
I don't know what the deal
that.
Was. But
how did all these spoons get bent?
It was the study of every bone and every muscle.
Wow.
Oh, goodness.
And let's see, every muscle, bone, and is there anything left there?
Earth, wind, and fire.
Yeah.
Bones, muscle, and
but
I don't know.
I just remember that.
Ligament,
that
maybe?
Was just insane. Good thing I took it, you know, on a curve there.
You pass that and then forget it, right?
Yeah, but it didn't make medical school, though.
Daniel in Texas, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
We're doing good. Daniel, we're blessed. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Absolutely. I could do both. I could answer one, and I have a question.
Okay. Go ahead and answer one for us.
All righty. Answer one for you. Okay. How about the ranch of the Cartwrights?
Okay. Here's the question. What was the name of the Cartwrights' ranch on the TV show Bonanza?
All right. Let's see. It was either the Big Joe or the Big Ben or the Little Hoss.
No, this is the name of the ranch. What was the name of the?
Yeah, no.
Oh.
We get it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. The Ponderosa.
Ponderosa.
And you know how you get these weird things that come over you? All of a sudden, I got hungry, and I don't know why.
But you know, there
hungry
was a,
for a sizzling
there was a,
steak.
For a long time, there was a steak chain, and this was named after the show. Bonanza.
Uh-huh.
And the Ponderosa, right?
Yeah.
Ponderosa.
And they say it in the song,
well,
right?
Was.
Don't they announce it? The Ponderosa. Isn't it in
I
the
think, isn't
song
that
song?
The one where there's the map and then it just catches
burns.
On fire? Or is
okay.
that something? All right, so Ponderosa. What's your question for us, Daniel?
I like that. Bonanza is like real entertainment. I always got a VCR.
Is that still
DVR.
On? Is that it's still like, on a channel?
Yeah, there's one. Little, there's a couple of little stations. That,
I see
that come
it.
On that might have it. So
right,
yeah.
I watch it occasionally.
Real stuff, you know.
Yeah.
No,
stuff.
I'd like to record it if I knew where it was. I guess I can do a search.
It's good.
Yeah.
Good family friendly viewing.
Well, something. Let me ask you a question. Now, something I learned not too long ago when I took my grandsons to a movie, and one said, "I want to stay till after the credits because I want to see the blank," and the other one says, "No, no, let's go." And I said, "What?" And man, I mean, they were fighting. I said, "So, there's a name for this thing. After all the movie that you see, and there's credits that just seem like they go on forever, and there's a thing at the end." A clip of something, and they call it a name.
Kendra, this is such a time as this. You're on the show.
You're talking about, like Marvel, they always say that you wait till after the credits.
This is an Esther moment for
yes. Kendra. For such a time.
For those who don't know, Kendra works in our American Family Studios department, so she knows about movies and
she's
stuff
a movie
like
maker.
This.
She's
and
a
we
real
invited
movie.
Her to be on the show today to substitute for Ed.
Right.
And now is your moment to shine, Kendra, so answer the question.
Now, Kendra, is he talking about a teaser for the upcoming movie? Is that what he's
Daniel,
talking about?
You're talking about like at the Marvel movies where at the end of the credits there's one last little
scene. Okay, right. Okay. Was it just Marvel movies? Yes.
Well, they're classically known for doing that, all of their movies. You wait not just for the little scene that's at the end, but then also after the credits are completely over. Sometimes they'll have multiple.
Has it got a name to it?
Yeah, it was pretty weird.
I think you answered it.
That's what he's talking about.
But
there's
that's
another
what he's
clip.
Talking about. I don't know what it's called, though.
Yeah.
Would y'all give up?
Yes.
I do.
Do I get a T-shirt?
For stumping us?
Hey, we'd have to give them out all day long, Daniel, as often as we get stumped. All right, what's the answer, Daniel?
Thank you, guys. Man, I love you guys. Okay, yeah. My grandson called it the egg.
You mean it's an Easter egg?
Okay.
A lot of times in video games, they'll have like an Easter egg. It's like a little bonus, you know, something that's kind of hidden. So I think that that term refers to several things, but I think it would apply to that
Easter
situation.
Egg. Thanks, buddy.
I think Stinger or credit cookie or something like that, too. So.
Credit cookie? Anyway, I like that.
There you go.
I haven't heard that one.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Have a good weekend.
Mm. All right. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also called
Learning University.
In Learning University, we got 8 minutes. I was thinking somewhere out there is a medical doctor who passed kinesiology on the curve.
Oh, dear.
You know, like I did.
I really want him to know all of the bones in my body,
though.
Right. I feel like that should not be an on the curve thing.
You seen that guy? Is it a Geico commercial where that doctor walks in the room and the patient's nervously waiting on him to come in and talk to him? And he asks the nurse, says, tell me about the doctor before he comes in there. And the nurse goes, well, he's okay. He's okay. And the guy's just getting more nervous by the second. And the doctor walks down the hall, and right before he walks in the room, he goes, guess who got reinstated? and then he asks the poor fellow's in the bed. And, you know, waiting on to talk to the doctor about some major surgery or something. And the doctor goes, you nervous? And the guy goes, yeah, I am. He goes, me too.
Oh, my goodness. Have you ever wondered?
But he goes, we'll figure it out. And he leaves the room. It's hilarious. I think it's a Geico commercial.
Maybe they're just mad that we don't tip. Like, don't you wonder, like, you should tip your doctor. Like, thank you for fixing my eye with the laser. Like, here's a little extra for you.
No, go to Applebee's. Here, it's on me.
I don't remember if it's Far Side or whatever, but the guy's got the lion, and he's getting on the elevator, and everybody's obviously like, whoa, you're bringing a lion onto the elevator, and the guy says, hey, there's nothing to worry about. So the only time that he freaks out is if he gets startled. Well, then it shows the elevator door closing, and his tail is hanging out of the – it shows it closing on his tail. Let's go to Abe in Wyoming, and boy, you talk about some cold weather there for Abe and his family. It has been cold in Wyoming, hasn't it, Abe?
Well, in most parts of it has, but right here it's really nice.
Good. Hey, Abe, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
I'd like to do the one on Paul's epistles.
Awesome. The question is, good. Thank you, Abe, for calling. What was the last epistle written by Paul?
Second Timothy.
Good job. Oh, nicely done.
Abe,
very good.
How old are you, if I may ask? 13, and you studied the scriptures and knew that answer. Well
good
done.
Good for you. Good for you for reading your Bible. Hey, Abe, you have a question for us?
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
So, in the TV show The Wild Wild West, who played Artemis Gordon?
The Wild Wild West was the one that's kind of a Western slash sci-fi, isn't it? The Wild Wild West.
Yeah.
I mean, it had some Twilight Zone type stuff in there, I think, didn't it?
Yeah, I missed that one. I bet Ed would
like
know
a
the question.
James, Western James Bond type thing. Western
oh, that's James a good way to put it.
And what's the question relative to that show?
Who played Artemis Gordon?
I know one of
I
the
guys.
I
think it was Jimmy Durante.
what Jimmy Durante? Although he was a star in his own right. He wasn't on a Western.
That's way past.
I know.
Kendra's
I can
time.
See. I
no
can.
See,
I can see the two guys' faces. I know that. I remember the show, but I don't know. What's the answer?
Ross Martin.
Okay.
Is that Mr. and Miss Martin's boy?
Is that who you were thinking, Tim?
So.
Thanks, Abe. Have a good weekend. Yeah. Stay warm.
You gotten a lot of mileage out of that one, JJ.
I really have. You'd be surprised how many times, you know, like I'll be in a conversation and somebody say, "Oh, that's Ross Barnett," and I'll go, "Is that Mr. and Miss Barnett's boy?" And they go, I'm not sure. I think so.
All right. Trivia Friday, back to the phones.
Last caller, let's go to Louisiana. Where there is no hurt feelings about the Super Bowl, Randy will prove that. Randy, how you doing?
Fine, thank you, and good morning to you.
Good morning, Randy.
Is it well with your soul as far as getting all your Houdat friends getting robbed?
I'm neutral on that. I'm not really into sports.
Okay, well, then you're a good guy out the program.
He has no feelings about it.
Well, listen, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Just answer.
Okay, which one you feel good about?
The one on the cashews.
Here's the question. It's a true or false question, Randy, so you got a 50-50 chance. Cashews are a close relative in the poison ivy family. Is that true or false, Randy?
Yes, that is true.
It is 100%. True.
Wow.
Oh, good job. Nice, Randy.
So, cashews are related to poison ivy?
So, you're looking out your window into your backyard,
right,
and you see some people out there eating cashews and scratching.
Right.
And you call your wife over there and say, what do you say, Tim?
What do you call?
Yeah, you say, honey, look, there's some people out in
there's
our backyard
a bunch of people
eating cashews, but they're itching.
They're
scratching.
Itching. Wonder why that is.
Why that is. It's because cashews are a close relative in the same family as poison ivy. And when I saw this, I just said, what? I did a little back thing. And they say when you buy raw cashews, you really don't buy them technically raw, because if they were still in the shell.
We're out of time. You'd,
it's just like poison ivy. It had the same characteristics as the poison ivy.
If he has a question for us, we're going to come back next week.
He just said he wanted to just answer one.
Okay. What do we have unanswered?
All right, the wolf moon is the first full moon of the year. Also, the last word of the Bible is
Amen.
Amen.
All right, I don't have any.
I'm out.
Okay. That was an AT&T commercial with the doctor I'm talking about.
Oh, good.
If you wanted to look it up. All right, thanks for listening to Trivia Friday. Kendra, thanks for sitting in.
It was wonderful to be here.
For Brother Ed and Professor Ed, JJ, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
And appreciate you listening, everybody, to American Family Radio and today's issues, Trivia Friday.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl, Tim?
I think the Patriots are probably going to win the Super Bowl. We'll see you back here Monday, everybody. Take care.